Ninth Perek of Brachos, Mishnah He. This is the last Mishnah in Brachos. This is a general discussion of the nature of mitzvahs of Brachos, when good things or hard things happen to us. A person has to be mevarach Hashem, recognize that everything is from Hashem, and be thankful to Hashem, whether something bad or hard happened to him, or whether something which is comfortable and good happened to him. One should love Hashem with his lay nefesh and moidecha, his money. As the Mishnah explains, it's a chol levavcha v'shnei yitzerecha. The Lashana is levavcha, which is mashma, a double heart. Both the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hara, everything should be used for avodas Hashem. A person should love Hashem, even if sometimes means giving up his life, which if a person is being forced into being oivet of a zara, of a rayis, or killing somebody, he has to give up his life. And even that he should do bi'ava, out of love of Hashem, b'chol me'zecha, b'chol me'moynecha. That all the money a person has should be used also for avodas Hashem. Any measure you get from Hashem, no matter what Hashem does to you, having moided like the moid moid, a person should appreciate that which he gets from Hashem. Says all the teichachos of Manuel Plon is Tarasan Shalayavat Hashem Akechami Simcha. That we didn't have a simcha and appreciation when we did have things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A beautiful shot that. The idea of the Teichah is there's two ways of developing a deep relationship, either through simcha and appreciation, or through Mesiris Nefesh. So Hashem gives us two choices, as Yitzhak Kutner said. We have two choices. We have a choice of appreciating the good we have, and if not, then we have another choice of being Makarit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Mesiris Nefesh when things are hard. Vayokil Odom es Reishu Keneged Shara Mizrach, Shum Mechupin Keneged Beit Kodesh Kedoshim. When a person is passing by the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, He should not behave in a light-headed fashion, because he's facing this entrance is facing the Beit Hamikdash and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Lo yikonis la'arabayit v'maklub v'menolub v'mdoso v'vavuk shalvadlub. This part of the Mishnah is discussing the cover that we have for the Harabayit area. Some of the matters that we don't go into the Harabayit because of various issues of tumah. And we have a lack of clarity exactly which part of Harabayis is Harabayis and which part is the Mokam of the Beit HaMikdash. But in any event, the time that was clear what the Harabayis is, and a person was Torah, he should still not go with his walking stick, with his shoes, with his money belt, Ravik Shal Raglov, dust on his feet. All these things are covered with the Mokam HaMikdash. So he sent up to Pandaria. A person should not make it a shortcut. This idea of not being a shortcut applies in a shul today also, which is a big mikdash ma'at. The person should not use the shul as a shortcut. The Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush though, that if one does say a pasuk or learn something, then he can use it as a shortcut. We're a kikah mikal b'chaimah, and surely in a Beit HaMikdash one should not sit in the harabayit, the kol harabayit. If that had been, one is allowed to, they used to have spittoons all over the place, the person spit. That was considered normal behavior, and they would be permitted to do in a shul. Today, if we don't do it in a house, we should definitely not behave more with less covered in the shul than we do in a house. Kol chayt mi'bravos shayim mikdash shayayim min ha'olam. When they finished the bracha from the Beit HaMikdash, they would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. They would add the word min ha'olam into the bracha, and like by after chayin and Baruch Hashem min ha'olam. When the minim that were non-believers in Olam Haba came about, so they wanted the Chachamim changed the nusach and they made it more specific. These minim said that there's only one world. We should say a nusach which is more clear from this world to the next world, even though the original nusach of min ha'olam also meant entire span of all the worlds, but to So there should not be confusion. They change the nusach and it's explicitly min ha'olam bad olam. The skin is yadim shalos shloim chaveir b'shem. That takon is takon that one should use the name of Hashem or when he greets his friend shenema vahi boyad bo mivayt lechem vayim alakayim Hashem imochem vayim ulo yivarech Hashem. He was coming back from the harvest and he said Hashem should be with you, and they answered him yivarech Hashem. So use the name of Hashem for a greeting, even though it sounds like it's a zilzal. The name of Hashem to use to greet people. This is what Hashem wants. So, Hashem, they said Hashem is with you. This is the answer to Goyas. This is all Hashem wanted to be shown between Jews, and therefore it's a covet for Hashem to use his name as a greeting. The Rishonim would say when someone says to his friend Shalom, that is the name of Hashem. So he's making this inyan by saying Shalom to his friend. And so, Oimer al Tovas, he's offering Mecho, should not. Now, though, when your mother is aged, trust the chachamim and the takonis. Sometimes, in order to do for the sake of Hashem, they do things that appear to be against the Torah. So here, a person who is not knowledgeable would think using the name of Hashem for greeting is against the Torah, but the truth is that this is the key matter. This is the Ratzon Hashem to use his name as a greeting. Nothing says that it's not a disagreement. It's just it's explaining the pasuk and switching around the words of the pasuk. It's the same general idea. That if it looks like they're being made for the Torah, then this is because of the sin for the sake of Hashem.